Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy, along with me is Russ Cohn. This is our 2015 NHL Draft Preview Show. We're continuing to count down. We're getting to the top 10 of HockeyProspect.com's overall list with Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting from HockeyProspect.com. So let's roll right back into it. And at number 10, this is where you guys have Mikko Rantanen. Mark, tell me a little bit about why you have him at number 10. He's a player I really like. Obviously, that size is intriguing, but what do you think about his overall game?
Well, as one NHL scout said to me on the weekend, he's big, he skates, he hits, he scores. What's not to like? I saw him last year in the U18 in Finland, and I remember writing down several times just him going to the net. He just kept driving that net hard through traffic. So that was just one positive right away that I just kept writing down. I think we had him, as a kind of a mid-round, first-rounder when we did our preseason, or even maybe our black book this time last year. We do our top 30 for the following year. I think we had him, right around that middle of the first round. So he's moved up a little bit, and that would be based on just scoring production. Late 96 born player. Good World Junior, saw him a lot there in Montreal. And, he's done what he's had to do to help himself this year. He's scored, and like I said, he skates, he hits, he'll go through that traffic, he'll fight for pucks, he wins battles. And it's funny, they wear the gold helmet. I don't know if you've seen any tape of him wearing the gold helmet for being the leading scorer, and they take, little extra abuse, and that doesn't stop him. He just keeps fighting through and getting things done. But he'll handle puck well in tight spaces and creates a lot of scoring opportunities. I think he's got good vision. I think he's got a great shot. Accuracy sometimes a little lacking, but we have seen it be accurate. He scored a beauty in the World Juniors on a great shot coming out of the wing. So I think he's, might even be higher. He might cross the board even higher, but for us, he slots into that number 10 hole and pretty safely.
Yeah, I had him 12th, Shane, for all the same reasons, and even Rantanen admitted he could be a little more physical, but he's a great puck possession, shield the puck, can't get the puck away from him kind of player.
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
He did a good job on the weekend. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Just quickly, he did a good job on the weekend fielding questions. I really liked how he addressed
me too.
All the questions about his game and handled everything, handled himself really well.
At number 9, this is where you guys have defenseman Ivan Provorov and Brandon, who had a fantastic year in the Western Hockey League. And it's a tough league out there, and they go after guys. And I just thought game after game, he was one of the most consistent defensemen that I've seen through the entire year.
Yeah, Provorov, when I look at our list and I see him at number 9, I kind of have to double take because I almost can't believe we have him at 9, but then when I look what we have in front, just how it slotted out. But I really like this player. I think he's got very few weaknesses. He's very close to being NHL ready and might even be able to jump right in depending on the situation. As I'm always one who doesn't think there's any rush. But a really dynamic offensive defenseman, powerful skating. He's able to skate the puck. Good edge work. I think he's smart. Really good hockey sense. I like the way he uses some head fakes. He buys some time with his head fakes. He's got a good shot to round out his offensive game. He'll play physical. He moves the puck well. I think once in a while he'll take off and try to do a little too much on his own. As I talked about him gaining his own and rushing the puck, but I think sometimes he would have been smarter with a simple pass and moving the puck. Good gaps defensively. He'll block shots. So there's not a whole lot not to like. He's not a 6'4" guy or anything huge, but he's not tiny. He's thick and strong.
Yeah, I scouted him a couple of years ago in the USHL, and there were other names I was told to look out for, and he wasn't one of them. And he was one. And he was the one I wrote about the most. Took a little while, but yeah, I have him even a little higher at number 6. But he's just going to be a great player.
At the number 8 spot, this is where you guys have Lawson Crouse. Not a surprise he's in your top 10. You know, when you're 6'4", 215 pounds and can produce and bang and crash and just and skate the way this kid is, you know, that's such an intriguing package for an NHL team. What were the main reasons why you guys had him at number 8, and what do you like about his game?
It's funny, we have him at number 8, and, you know, throughout the year, different scouts, when you see him in the scout rooms before games, whatever, between periods, with that's where we have certain guys, especially if you happen to be watching that player that day. And, you know, I remember some guys asked me, where do you have Kraus? And, you know, I think at the time we either had him at 6, 7, or 8. And the reply I got when I said where we had him was way down there. And you hear different people, you know, this kid's just taking abuse. And people don't think he has the point production to be up in this area. But I think he's undervalued offensively, underrated. I think he's got a great shot. He plays a really sound game. He's capable of playing big minutes in any situation. Good skater, good top speed. He finishes checks. I think he's strong, separating players from the puck. He's strong on the puck himself. Really good in the cycle game. And he's really good defensively. Really smart defensive player. He's been an excellent penalty killer basically since he set foot in the OHL. And as I said, I think he's got underrated offensive capabilities. I think he's going to surprise some people down the road with the points he's able to contribute.
Yeah, Shane, I got him to talk about the skill that he has after having a nice chat with Mark and another scout who had seen him a lot. And I gave him a chance to tell everybody about it, and he was really passionate about it. So what Mark's saying is completely accurate, and I'm probably just as guilty before the combine as everybody else. But I still had him ranked 11th, so, you know. There's that.
Well, look, you look at Lawson's game, because how often do you find a guy who's 6'4 and going to be probably 230 pounds when he plays, but can skate like that and has the willingness to play, you know, good defense? And I agree with Mark said in terms of underrated offense, because you also have to consider the fact that does his offense translate into the NHL? Is he just getting these soft power play points at home against poor teams? No, like, he gets tough, hard points that would happen at the NHL level. So, you know, very intriguing package, and I'm really curious to see where he goes in the draft, you know, in a couple weeks when we see all sort of, like, break down. But wouldn't be shocked that he goes higher than all of us have him ranked, so... you're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're counting down the top 30 list of HockeyProspect.com with their director of scouting, Mark Edwards. And Mark, as we get closer up to number one, number 70 of Pavel Zacha. I know you and I talked about him a lot this year. Big, intriguing package when you're 6'3", well over 200 pounds, and a centerman who plays not only with skill but with a real edge to his game and can show some nastiness. Why do you guys have him at number 7, and what do you like about him?
Well, he's another guy there's a lot to like. The size, skating, toughness, nasty streak. I think he's got good vision, a great shot. So I just rattled off a bunch of things that you can like about him. Went through a gap, and we talked about him a lot on the show this season, but went on a gap, through a gap where I didn't see him for, I don't know, maybe 6 weeks or so, and then I really wanted to see him a lot down the stretch because it's so tight in this top 10 doing the rankings, but he was a player I hadn't seen in a while. I wanted to make sure I saw him a lot late. So I did see him a lot late, saw a lot of good, but the one thing that I saw consistently was him trying to use that one-timer and shooting from the outside. I would have liked to see, you know, I mentioned Besser earlier, like bringing the puck to net and scoring in different ways. That's what I would have liked to see more of from Zach. I would have liked to see him just score in some different ways than just off the rush. And I'm not saying he didn't do it, but I would have liked to see him a little bit more of it. But I really like the fact that he can skate and is a smart hockey player. Easy ice. I think he was held back a little bit by some teammates, didn't read the game as quickly as him and see the offense developing. But nasty streak, 6'3 or 6'4 in his size and strength and the way he hits, there's just a whole lot to like here. And he's been around this range for us all year. He was as high as 4 And it's really tight in this top 10. I can't stress it enough, the slim gap between players here.
Yeah, I have him a little higher. The biggest thing I could say, Shane, is he does all those things, and then I think he even improved his standing just on the interview at the combine as well, because he worked really hard there.
Well, the thing about Pavel that I like is his game translates to the NHL. I can't stress that enough. Is, you know, if you put him in the NHL team in the playoffs, he's going to play that style that's going to help you win games, and he's going to help you win games on the road. You can be wowed by all the sexy skills, but you know, this still is a tough, hard game to play at the NHL level, and I think Pavel Zacha is perfectly suited for that. And if he's somebody's second line center behind a playmaker, oh boy, that would be potentially a great 1-2 punch in the future. So interesting to see where he gets picked. At number six, Mark, this is where you guys have Dylan Strome, centerman from the Erie Otters. Big lanky kid with lots of skill. Why do you guys have him at number six?
Well, I'm a player that really, you know, looks for those smart players right off the hop when I see him. And Dylan has got elite hockey sense. I think he's one of the smarter players in the draft. And one of the smarter players I've watched in the last few seasons in the OHL. Big playmaking center. Led the OHL in scoring this year. Best asset is his vision to go along with those smarts. He's dangerous as a passer. The skating is where we talk about the weakness. He's improved his skating. And the first time I saw him in his OHL draft season, it was like, whoa, boy, this kid's got some work to do, much like his younger brother who's come along and was just the first-round pick this year in the OHL draft. But to his credit, it's got a lot better since the first time I laid eyes on him, and I think it's going to get a lot better than it is right now. Needs a little work in the face-off circle as well. Not absolutely horrible, but it could be better. But this kid's got a knack for getting himself into position to get points. He's got patience and poise of the puck. He reads the play, and he just goes to spots where he's going to score or move the puck to help someone else score. Good protection skills, and again, just an elite hockey smarts. He just makes guys on his line better.
Yeah, I've got him higher, Shane, but I'll tell you, I think he's, if not the most improved guy in the draft, he's one of them, and I think this stuff that's going around about his skating is just BS. It's nothing worth worrying about.
Well, look, you know, it has to be a concern. Could it improve? Sure, yeah. It could definitely improve, and it could get better. However, you know, what I like about him is I like his personality and his willingness to, he's a guy that you want in the locker room because he's, you know, he has light, fluffy kind of like fun atmosphere around him. I think that's important to keep guys level, and I'm really interested to see who takes him in the draft, because he's a guy that could turn into an excellent player, improve that skating, and with that hockey sense and that and those puck skills, boy, he could be magic for a team. So we'll see. He's a guy I'm very intrigued with. But we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to go from 5-1 on HockeyProspect.com's overall list right after these important messages.
The newest addition to the popular Triumph series will explore the personalities, events, and facts that every New York Rangers fan should know. Spanning the entire history of this original six team, the book contains crucial information such as important dates and club records, players' nicknames, memorable moments, outstanding achievements by stars and lesser-known players, clutch performances, and traditions unique to the Broadway Blueshirts and their rabid fan base. Anecdotes from players, team insiders, and even some hated rivals offer a unique 360 view of the team thanks to Adam Rader and Russ Cohen. Get it at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and other booksellers.
HockeyProspect.com provides extensive NHL draft coverage. HockeyProspect.com acts like a 31st NHL team. They travel the globe, scouting prospects in all the major junior leagues and in international events. Their scouts produce scouting reports, which are included in their annual NHL Draft Black Book publication. HockeyProspect.com is a widely respected source for independent scouting services and draft publications. Visit HockeyProspect.com today.
We Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn, and this is our 2015 NHL Draft Preview Show as we finalize the countdown of HockeyProspect.com's top 30. We are now running from 5-1 with Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com. So, Mark, let's get into the final five of your top five list. And at number five, this is where you guys have Kyle Connor. Why Kyle Connor at number five overall?
Yeah, I really like this kid. And I saw him in Lake Placid way back midsummer, leading up to the beginning of his NHL draft season this season. And he was, you know, really good there as far as just flashing that skating ability. This kid, you know, he combines hockey smart skating with skill and creativity, and just a fantastic skater. He can explode between defenders. Saw him do that multiple times. And then I think once in the zone, he just utilizes his really good quick feet and short area quickness. And he's really poised. He's good at buying himself time and space, so he's got time to make a smart play with the puck. He reads openings. He'll jump into areas and, you know, make himself available to get pucks, to get points. I think he understands defensive positional hockey really well. He'll use his speed to be an effective forechecker. He's good on the back check. He'll good back pressure. So he's a, you know, well-rounded player. He's not, you know, known to be a physical player, but that's not what you're expecting out of this kid. But, you know, he's not afraid. He'll go into those dirty areas. He'll get his own pucks. There's not a whole lot not to like about this kid. I really like what I've seen from him. Way back in September, we had him as a preseason number seven, so he's jumped up two spots. And it's interesting, you know, I didn't see him a whole lot after Lake Placid in the summer. Didn't see him early in the season, and I was thinking about our list, and he kind of just petered down and was around 10 and slid from that 7 and 10 and around that range. And then as we saw him again down the back half of the stretch, here it is. He moved himself back up and finished at 5 on our list. And not predicting he goes number 5, but for me, this is where he ranks.
Yeah, I really like him. I mean, at the combine, he even looked like he put on some muscle already, but he's tough in the corners. He can skate with elite line mates. He can get them the puck. Really like his speed. Not much not to like. I mean, I have a few spots lower, but I could see him in this spot.
Well, look, you produce 80 points in the USHL. That's going to, like, garner a lot of attention. And there's just some additional upside with him. And this is a guy who I think could play on a top line in the NHL given some time. You know, so I'm not surprised you guys have him this high. I'm really curious to see where he goes. Lots to like about this player. And some potential, like, elite aspects of his game overall.
At when he was skating laterally, he reminded me of Ehlers, just little flashes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that little jig move, and all of a sudden he jumps, like, 5 or 6 feet to the left or the right. Yeah, if you can do that at speed with the puck and not lose control and keep your head up, that's that's a valuable asset moving forward into the NHL, definitely. I certainly can understand that. At number four, this is where we have Noah Hanifin, Boston College defenseman, almost 6'3", over 200 pounds already. I know you guys had him up in, I think you guys had him at 3 at one point, but, I mean, why have him at number four? What do you really like about his game overall?
Yeah, he was actually at 3 for most of the year for us. I mean, our last list was February, so it's been a while since we've put out a public list. But, yeah, he was pretty much number 3 all the way up to that point. Just a fantastic skater. He's got the size too, and then this pure skating, mobility, great stride, handles the puck really well. He can lead a rush at the NHL level. Quick feet. We like that he'll lead, he'll join the rush, and he'll create offense out of it. He'll make smart, accurate outlet passes. Transitions the puck really quickly. And I think he made big strides defensively this season. He's one of those players that kind of makes the game look easy. The way he moves around the ice, the way he can create offense using his feet. I think he's a future star player. Maybe a little work on his shot. If he brings his shot and makes it better, that's only going to help his offensive game, which he's already going to be pretty strong at.
Yeah, he's already got a pretty accurate point shot, Shane. He might not be the most exciting player to watch, and I think some people have taken that to great lengths in their rankings for the wrong reasons. I have the exact same spot that Mark does because he really doesn't make mistakes, and he's out there for important minutes against important guys. At the end of the day, he's got the size and everything else you want.
Yeah, this kid, potentially is a total package on D. Are there a couple things going to work on, but mostly, for the most part, I think we're nitpicking, and that'll get improved on. But, yeah, it could be a top-end defenseman in the NHL when he hits his peak, and some team's going to be really excited about getting Noah Hanifin on their team. Mark, at number three, you have Mitch Marner. You got to love this kid. Not the heaviest kid in the world, about 160 pounds soaking wet, but is just unbelievably talented offensively, puck skills, hockey sense, shot, can dance around the ice and just make people look foolish. In the end of the day, what was the reason why you guys jumped him up and put him at number three?
Yeah, I was just going to mention here, when you talk about Marner three, Hanifin four, Connor at five, and down these guys we just talked about recently here, it's really tight between these guys. And one of the reasons for the switch from Marner to three was just a comfort level for us. Probably seen Marner 40 times, as a quick guess, as compared to my viewings of Hanifin and at the staff as well. But Marner's a player who's impressive going way back to our first viewings of him, but behind those Flyers. Just his ability to be such an impact player. He was 5'6", 5'7", about 130 pounds. I still can remember our scout, Kevin Thacker, contacting me and saying, you got to come watch this kid. And Kevin's now scouting with the Guelph Storm and going out and seeing this kid, and he was tiny. And really, he looked a buck 30. But, man, was he good. And, he gained all his height and some weight that he's added just the summer after his OHL draft year and went into London as a bigger player. But high-end playmaking ability with this kid. Kind of a pass-first type guy, but he's really, he worked on his shot after his rookie year, and it's much better, and that shows 44 goals or something this year. Vision and intelligence with the puck are among the very best in this draft. Defensively, he's really responsible, and, you don't see guys with his offensive ability play as defensively sound and the effort into it as you do with him. We're talking about a lack of strength with him as a weakness. Obviously, he's got a bit bigger, but I just wouldn't be in a rush with him and let him go back to London for another year or two and just get stronger. He'll keep working to get the strength up the best he can within that frame. But he's slippery. He doesn't get hit often. I really don't see him get hit. He's not afraid, though, and I think this kid can really make an impact when he eventually joins the NHL.
Yeah, Shane, the only thing I worry about with him is strength, and he's really got a great attitude on and off the ice, really likable guy. He did go from 130 to 161, but he does have pretty narrow shoulders, so I don't know how much more weight you could add to him, so he's just going to have to add strength, and we know strength takes time. So they are just going to have to be patient with him, whoever gets him.
Yep. I'm really excited to see where he goes and what he can do, and when he hits the NHL, he could be an electric player. At number two, Mark, probably no big surprise for any of us. I think we have this player, all of us, in the same spot, and that's Jack Eichel, Boston University. We could go on and on about his game, too, but, what was the ending reason why you had him at number two?
Yeah, we could probably stop the show, the amount of coverage that these two players have had all season, and just talk about Fort Lauderdale or something. But Jack Eichel is a fantastic player, and he's kind of been the bridesmaid all year, and I feel sorry for him for that because he shouldn't be talked about that way. He is another franchise type player that is going to make Buffalo better immediately. Skating stride is just exceptional, just explosive, the way he can get from first gear to top gear in a hurry, and just effortless. He almost looks like he's got two gears left. He can carry the puck, his long reach, he uses really effectively, soft hands, the ability to create separation with that stride. The skating, obviously, is NHL ready. He can fire the puck. Really seen him score some nice goals with that shot. It's hard, it's accurate. Defensively, he'll play some penalty kill. He's not a liability. just there's just a whole lot to like here, and you know, physically ready. One of the most physically ready players to jump right in. This is a big, strong power forward with skill who's ready to jump in and help Buffalo right away.
Yeah, Shane, we've rarely seen a prospect this physically ready, but also just this mentally ready when he's on the ice thinking so quickly, and even in the World Championships didn't miss a beat. Everything seems to be on the rush. It's just you rarely see him make mistakes. And the only thing I'll disagree with over time is I don't know if there's always going to be a comparison between him and Connor McDavid. I could easily see a scenario where he's better than McDavid or McDavid's better than him. So I don't know if they're always going to get compared to each other. I just think it's going to be one of these things where we talk about each player and how good they are rather than trying to compare.
No, they're going to compare him. The media will go ahead and compare him because it's just an easy soundbite, and it'll be something to do because they're lazy. So I expect the comparison to happen and continue to happen throughout their career, whether it's warranted or fair or not. So it is what it is, and I just take it with a grain of salt. Clearly, probably no surprise to anyone, at number one is Connor McDavid. And
oh, no, really?
Yeah, I wonder who's that guy. So, Mark, tell me how great Connor McDavid is. Look, I love both the players, Eichel and McDavid, but at this point, no offense, Connor, we got to talk about other guys, but this guy is like the best prospect I've probably seen since, I don't know, Crosby. Like, honestly, the kid's crazy, Mark.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to watch this kid dozens of times per season, going back a few years here now, back to his Toronto Marlies AAA days, and he really is just a pleasure to watch. Just electrifying speed, acceleration. He's got that turbo button. Gets his feet moving instantaneously. Just gets every ounce of power out of his stride. Just pulls away from defenders. Just at least once a game, you just see him do something that just makes you, you know, look twice. Vision is outstanding. He always seems to know who's around him, and he always seems to pick the best option with the puck. He's able to buy himself time. He's poised. You know, he'd say himself he's more of a passer than a shooter, and you know, if you were to talk to his agents, they would tell you they tell him to shoot more. But you know, you're not talking about big faults here. He's also able to score. He scored some highlight reel goals. Just lightning fast feet, he gets production out of them. He'll hold off defenders. Defensively, he's fine. He's not a stud defensively, but he sure isn't a liability. He won't cheat in the D zone. And obviously, Edmonton truly did win the lottery, and he's going to help them come out of their mess they've been in for years here.
Yeah, he did mention the New York Yankees at the combine. That's a strike against them.
Well, there's that. That's it. That's all I can find. So, but Mark, I want to thank you very much for coming on our show for all 2 hours and breaking down the top 30 of your list. And for everyone else out there, enjoy the draft. It's going to be a blast. And for Russ Cohn, I'm Shane Malloy. It's another edition of Hockey Prospect Radio, and you're going to have to wait till next year because we are all done.